This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Norman Hall explains to us that a longtime Trump ally, Steve Bannon, has now been convicted of contempt by a federal jury in Washington.
A jury of eight men and four women has convicted former Trump advisor Steve Bannon of contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with the committee investigating the January 6 insurrection at the Capitol. The panel heard closing arguments and then took just under 3 hours to reach its verdict. Bannon was convicted for refusing to appear for a deposition and for refusing to submit documents. Each count carries a sentence of 30 days to 2 years.
And that is AP correspondent Norman Hall reporting. Ships full of Ukrainian wheat and other food may be safely sailing across the Black Sea in the next few weeks after Ukraine and Russia signed a UN export deal. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has driven up food prices around the world and overloaded silos of grain stuck in Ukraine. The two countries signed separate export deals with the UN and Turkey. A joint monitoring group will be set up in Turkey to run the operation, and both sides have pledged not to attack the cargo ships. The UN chief called the deal a beacon of hope that will help millions of hungry people. But Ukraine, as a foreign minister, expressed some caution, saying he still did not trust Russia. The White House has announced on Friday that the U.S. is sending more, an additional $270 million, in fact, in security assistance to Ukraine, a package that will include additional medium-range rocket systems and tactical drones. There's more at VOA News.